news ain't no new news about who's been abused. For the blues is old in my stolen soul. I sang the blues when the missionaries came, passing out Bibles in Jesus' name. I sang the blues in the hull of the ship, beneath the sting of the slave master's whip. I sang the blues when the ship anchored the dock, my family being sold on a slave block. I sang the blues being torn from my firstborn, and hung my head in pride when my wife took his life and then committed suicide. I sang the blues on a slave master's plantation, helping him build his free nation.
Well, that's cool. If you want to hear a whole night of that, plan on the cool event we're about to tell you about. On November 30th at 7:30 p.m., hip hop organizers The Last Poets will be coming to the Woodstock Playhouse to play alongside Strafe, multicultural reggae band Rebel, and Sinecure at the Rebel Soul Music Fair. The event is organized by indie record label Zeke Street. The show will be a special celebration of music that liberates and unifies, featuring artists handpicked by Zeke Street founder Brian Lurie, who joins us on the roundtable this morning. Brian, thank you very much for being with us. How are you?
Great to be here, and I'm good, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's really nice to have you. So, first of all, you were part of Sinecure as well, right?
Well, Sinecure is actually my alter ego.
Okay.
That is my alter ego, yes.
That is your alter ego.
Yes.
What's it like having an alter ego?
it's usually useful.
I would think maybe occasionally it would be useful.
Sometimes it's good to be able to disappear into another. I don't want to say persona because I don't. It's not like I change. Who I am, but it's an expression of a certain style of music and production that I do.
So before we talk about this particular Rebel Soul Music Fair that is coming up on November 30th, let us for a moment talk about the fact that you had a similar event in August.
Well, that was more of a Zeke Street. That was part of this, but that was more of that was other artists, first of all. Sort of featured a different side of what the label Zeke Street is gonna will be putting out starting momentarily.
So, what did you learn from that event to get you ready for this event?
I learned that that in Woodstock, depending on what kind of music you're going to be playing, you're going to have to approach the promotional end of it in a different way. That event was more of a soul event and a sort of a less of a Last Poets hip hop reggae event. So it just had a different take. And attracted a different audience, and I think the audience that we might be getting for this event.
So talk about the audience for this particular event, of how you see it differently. Like what is that of sort of pinpointing what an audience will be?
Well, pinpointing is a little hard because this is the first real Rebel Soul event that's going to be incorporating these artists. But this event speaks more, I think, to the Woodstock era of music that was coming together in the late 60s, early 70s. The Last Poets came out of that era of mixture of soul and R&B and politics. And I think that this event speaks in some ways more to this moment that we're going through and the way music relates to it. Than the event in the summer, which was more of a good timing kind of event. You know, this is
yeah,
more.
We obviously can't have a good time anymore.
Well, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time, but this just speaks to the moment. I think more seriously than and more joyfully, for that matter. I mean, because the moment requires joy.
But now you don't need me to help you out on the marketing aspect of this. But what I get from this, from what you just described of the past event, this event, is that that this particular label, this Zeke Street, is a very eclectic label.
Very eclectic. Yeah, we're doing things. The artists are literally worldwide. I mean, from the States to Brazil to France. At the moment, we're a new label, so that's our starting point. But Zeke Street is about speaking to the moment and attempting to bridge. Bridge the moment musically, which we feel is needed given the corporatization and homogenization of sound that's prevalent in the landscape right now. If that makes sense.
November 30th, 7:30 is the Rebel Soul Music Fair. It's going to be taking place at the Woodstock Playhouse. And so let's just go through some of the groups that will be performing, and you can tell us a little bit about them and what we should know about it. The Last Poets, tell us about The Last Poets, hip-hop originators.
Yeah, The Last Poets came out of the turbulence of the late 60s and very early 70s, and were born in New York City on the anniversary of Malcolm X's passing. They've been around ever since. Their first record went gold in I think 1971, and was a mixture of poetry and over African drum, really, and spoke to the moment in a way that hip hop does. So we're really excited to. They've been going strong ever since, and we're really excited to bring them up to Woodstock, where they've never played, and. The label is based out of Woodstock, and we feel the Last Poets speak to the moment and to the Woodstock nation, if you will. That's still in a way that's needed right now, and we're really excited to have them. They're exciting as hell, and
very, very cool, and been around a long time, and certainly
they're rocking still. Those guys,
amazing.
They're beautiful, and deep.
All right, tell us about Strafe.
Strafe is a really eclectic artist. He's best known for his club hit that has never ever disappeared from the clubs. It's called Set It Off. That is, if you've spent any time in clubs anywhere in the world, you know Set It Off. And he was on A&M Records for a long time, and he's going to be opening for The Last Poets, and bridging the moment between the time that The Last Poets actually came into existence and the present time. I don't know exactly what he's going to be. He's going to be doing a mix of DJing, live performance, and readings, and of course playing some of his own hits. But he's a really eclectic, exciting performer, and we're really excited to see him on stage.
Set It Off came out in 84.
I think 84, 85.
Yeah.
And
been around a long time.
It's been and it was, they made a Queen Latifah starred in a movie called Set It Off. They redid the song, and the song's been sampled by everybody. He's pretty much been that song has never been. He's never been able to escape that song, even though he's done. even though he's going to be doing some a million things that night that have nothing to do with it, as well as Set It Off, but. That song has been a part of everybody's life, and who's into that kind of music.
Rebel, R-E-B-E-L-L-E, is how that's spelled.
Yeah, they are. They were brought on by a woman I know in Woodstock, Leah Boss, who's been promoting reggae shows in the Hudson Valley for years. And I don't know Rebel personally. I know their music, and they're a beautiful sort of Pan-African reggae band. And they're about dealing with the moment. They're funky and groovy and soulful reggae artists, and they're about speaking to this moment. And I think they should be pretty beautiful. I don't know them personally. I just know their music.
All right, and then that comes to you and your music of Sinecure. Give us a sense of what you have on tap for the 30th.
Yeah, I'm gonna be I'm definitely gonna be spinning a few of the songs I did. We're gonna the one of the first releases on Zeke Street is a collaboration I did with the two of the Last Poets guys, Abia Dune and Baba Don, and so I'll be spinning stuff that's contemporary, but with those guys, and I'll also be playing and doing some sort of live set with some of the music that we'll be putting out on the Brazilian artist Eileen Mello. So it's going to be just some funky, groovy stuff, and a mix of live and DJing, and that's what Sinecure will be doing.
And then after this, you have more stuff planned.
Well, we have the Zeke Street's going to be releasing our first records in December, and then we hope to take. We hope this is the first annual Rebel Soul Music Fair, as well as the traveling Rebel Soul Music Fair, because we're international, man. So we're looking forward to doing this and taking it into the city first of all, and then abroad.
Zeke Street founder Brian Lurie is here this morning. You can find out more about the Rebel Soul Music Fair, which is taking place at the Woodstock Playhouse on November 30th at 7:30 p.m. by going to their website, which is woodstockplayhouse.org, woodstockplayhouse.org. Brian, a great pleasure to meet you. Very nice to have you in on the program, and thank you. Best of luck for a beautiful festival.
Thanks so much, and yeah, I hope to see you guys there. And,
very nice to have you.
Thank you very much. Take
thank
care.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Set it off on the left, y'all. Set it off on the right.